All right, everybody, welcome back to another podcast. Welcome back to another Candid Cleaning Conversations. All right, so today we have another special guest. I actually read this man's comment on one of my videos, and he was saying that he was following me for a long time, and you've been able to get some value from the videos from what I read. Hi. Reached out and I said, hey, I got to get your story on our podcast. So if you don't mind, introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are. What's the name of your company? What's your background story?
So first, thank you, Candid Conversations, for bringing me on. I certainly appreciate it, giving me that opportunity to voice what's happening in my world on your platform, first and foremost. So my name is, I typically go by Sean. Like I said, I was in the Army for a long time, so I like to keep it as informal as possible when I can. So I just go by Sean. I'm the CEO of Triage General Cleaning, based out of Houston, Texas. And we are now servicing in about five different cities, but our main hub is Houston, Texas.
Awesome. Houston, Texas. All right. So do you currently have any contractors right now, or do you have employees?
So I do a mix of both, but I like to keep it. It's funny because I was watching your video on the difference between the two earlier today. And I like to phrase it a little different. I have subcontractors and then independent contractors. So some of my independent contractors, I treat them a little differently, because they might not be supplying the supplies and things of that nature. And then my subcontractors, these are the full-blown personnel, have their own equipment, have their own people, the whole nine. So I have a mix of both.
Awesome. So you got your subs and you got your independent contractors. Awesome. So I take it your independent contractors are like your people that don't have employees, like cleaning companies that are just solo. Correct.
Absolutely. So it's the people that's just starting out, right? Like they by themselves, they're trying to figure it out, you know, and they just need some additional jobs or just some additional revenue coming in.
Awesome. So when did you how did you hear about us?
So like you watching your videos, we do research, right? If you want to jump into a business, you need to research what's happening, see the people that's already getting it done. And I was sitting, like I told you, I was sitting in my garage and I'm working for a company. I'm making six figures already. I am doing good, but I know that that wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. So as I'm researching, I'm like, I want to start a company. I want to get this going. And I'm doing my research at the beginning of COVID. And I'm like, no, there's money to be made here. So I'm like, COVID cleaning, COVID this. And I found your video on fogging, on the fogging disinfecting.
Okay.
And I was like, she has the blueprint. That's it. And I took that blueprint and I ran with it. And the machine you were talking about, I couldn't find that one in Home Depot that you were using. They were all gone by the time I got there. But I found something similar that got the job done and we took off from there. That was the beginning of, like, that's what we use as our entry point into the business. Like, you have to have an entry point, right? Find your way in, find that door that's open and use that to really bring it to life. And you gave me exactly what I needed. And after that, I'm like, okay, she got the blueprint. Let me see what else she has. So I started looking at more of your videos and started following some of the people that you were talking about as well, like the AJ Simmons of the world, people like that. Even got onto other people like Earn Your Leisure and some of these other big guys that's out there just showing you business in general. So it's just, I fell down that rabbit hole and I kept going.
Wow, man, that is amazing. So you actually started your cleaning company in 2020, right?
Yes.
And if you don't mind sharing with us, what is your revenue right now?
So in 2022, we did just over 550K. And the crazy thing is, one market that you talked about that I watched another one of your videos on, right? Airbnb vacation rentals. You were talking about how to get clients with multiple properties. And I'm like, that's what I need. We were just getting started in the market. I watched that video. Next thing you know, I got a client with 25 properties, another client with 25 properties. That market bought us the bulk of that revenue. So we also have federal contracts, things of that nature that we're growing. But we did just over 550K in total revenue 2022.
Whoa, in the first year of business?
In 2020, remember I started, but I was working for someone else too. They fired me in 2021, and then I had to take my business serious, right? I'm like, okay, this is what I have now. I can't work for anyone else. They paid me six figures, and I got to figure out how to make these six figures on my own. So I went full-fledged in my business, started getting more in tune to what was happening, watching videos like yours and other people, like I said, like AJ Simmons and some of these other guys. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And then we started growing from there. So that year we did 140,000. That was 2021. And then in 2022, we went from 140,000 to 550,000 simply because we followed that blueprint.
Wow.
And I love it because the famous phrase these days is show me the receipts. Just let me know when you want me to show you the receipts and I will. Because the proof is in the pudding. I use the numbers to attract my subcontractors, my independent contractors, people like numbers. And I sit there and I show them, hey, this is what's possible. And they take it and say, okay, I can follow this guy. He has the blueprint. And that's how I'm able to build a pretty good team of effective people to help me grow it even further, right? You grow and I grow.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. How many people do you have on your team right now?
So right now we have five people at corporate level. At one point we had about 15 of our own individual cleaners. Of course, like, you know, that becomes a hassle. So now we've kind of downsized it to more subcontractors versus independent contractors because they tend to take their business more seriously. And we're still looking at it. So total right now, we have about 10 people on our team in total. And we're able to get those numbers done with 10 people. And I say people, meaning a mix of those independent and subs, because we still have some independent contractors. But those subs, the subcontractors have their own personnel, so they're able to get more done.
Right. So you don't have to do so much of the overseeing with them because they have their own quality control and all that stuff. So you're basically just setting them up with the client and it's kind of like a set it and not all the way forget it. But, you know, it gives you peace of mind where you don't have to keep babysitting each player.
Right? You know exactly. I mean? Right. So I know, like, if I don't have the opportunity to maybe spot check a unit like you talk about, you got to spot check. So if I don't have the opportunity, I'm not dying over it. Like, I know with confidence, for the most part, they got it done. They usually get it done. But if I can get out there and spot check, then I will.
Awesome. So how are you going about finding your subcontract?
So interesting enough, like, I use Indeed. I heard you say you don't use none of those early on. It's like, she don't use none of it. She's like, no. But mostly word of mouth. Like, so when you build that effective team and you get those people to buy into what you're doing and kind of your vision, then they're more inclined to say, hey, I got a cousin that's pretty good at this or wants to get involved. And they only bring in people that understand, that they know will understand your vision.
Right. So you, that's been your A players will bring in more A players, people that are just like them.
And that's how we've been able to scale and operate. Lately, we've been operating in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Atlanta in the Airbnb market. And then federal contract we have that operates 7 days a week is in Bryan College Station, Texas. So we're operating effectively in five different cities 7 days a week. But it's because we're able to create that network of people, right? Like, we need people. And we create that network of people that says, okay, I buy into your vision. I see what you're trying to do, and I'm willing to help, especially if you're willing to teach. And that's the biggest thing. Like, I teach the people that is coming in. Like, I want you to know how to be profitable yourself. I want you to avoid the pitfalls I had. And that adds that extra value. So they're more inclined to get it done.
Awesome. So how are you paying yourselves? Are you at a, like, 60-40 split? Or, like, how did you decide to do yours?
So that's an interesting question as well, because a lot of people are like, what do you decide is your piece of the pie? So it depends on what you can do, like your level of capability. Max is 75%. If I know I can be hands off, I don't have to worry about anything. I don't even have the spot check. 75%. You have the capacity to help me out with multiple projects at a time. But if you're one of those people that can't really, you don't have that bandwidth to stretch, then we're looking at, okay, 60, maybe 65. You can do one or two units. You know, you might need help with supplies and I got to help you out. Or, you know, you might need help with gas. You know, you're struggling. You're struggling, you really entrepreneurs, right? We all were in that bracket.
Right.
Those are the people. So it's situation dependent, and it's based on how structured their organization is already, and how much work I have to put in with them on top of what I'm asking them to do.
Awesome. Now, are you completely hands off in your business? Like, is your business like, okay? Okay.
I tried that, and it's funny, again, because I was watching one of your videos. I told you I had to get caught up. It's been a while, so I had to get caught up, and I was like, She's talking about everything that they need to hear. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And absolutely not. I tried that same thing for a while. Like you said, I got comfortable. Revenue started growing and, you know, it was crazy, right? That was mm-hmm. that surplus. So we kind of sit back and kick our feet up. And I had to stop because I had quality control issues and I lost $30,000 in revenue in one day. I gave a client that kind of power to starve us. And I wasn't doing my job. I wasn't spot checking. I'm like, oh, they got it. They're doing well. I ain't hearing anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not following up, like you said, right? Follow up. Mm-hmm. And that caused me to say, okay, get yourself back in gear. You need to be more involved. So I still clean units. Even my operations manager, he cleans units as well. Okay. Sometimes my admin assistant to get out and clean units. We want to be more involved at the corporate level, no matter whether we have independent or, you know, subcontractors working for us.
Wow. Awesome. So you already have an operations manager. That's pretty impressive.
So that's the Army life, right? We need to understand how to delegate. Everybody can't do it all. I also have a degree in business as well. So it gave me that insight to let me know I need to structure this immediately in the best way possible so that we can sustain, because we've had the pitfalls, the financial pitfalls, the cash flow shortages, the business loan problems that you talked about, mm-hmm. and how some of these people can gut you every day. We've had those problems. But if you have the structure in place, you can survive. And that's what we're doing. We're continuing to survive as we grow.
That's amazing. Well, Mr. King, I had to hop on this call. Normally, I don't try to hop on many calls. But when I heard the success story, let me tell you, I am truly inspired. Because for you to go from where you were to where you're at now, oh, my goodness. It's just like, if you work hard enough towards your goal, anything is possible. And here's the proof for the pudding. Like, a lot of people, they don't take the time out to think to get a mentor because they feel like, well, oh, I don't need a mentor. Which is okay, all right, it's cool. But for you to be able to do this without a mentor, it is phenomenal. Like, I'm speechless right now. Like, I'm speechless, but I just want to know.
I've had mentors, right?
Yeah.
I've had mentors. Miss Johnson has been one of my mentors. Like, absolutely. I may not have had the opportunity to talk to her till now, and I appreciate that. But people like you who, like I said, not afraid to tell your story, you're everybody's mentor. Mm-hmm. Whether you know it or not, like that knowledge you gave me, you know how much I made off of COVID cleanings?
That 20 is minutes crazy. Of work
was thousands of dollars. 20
it's,
minutes
it's
of
lifestyle
work.
Changing.
You know? You gave me that blueprint. You said, this is all you need. Don't think you need nothing more than this. Don't go crazy. Get what you need to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I've had mentors in other areas, and I understand the value of mentors being in the Army. We all have mentors, we have senior leaders. And it's known that you need to be taught the way. So I seek who's ever teaching. And I have to tell the world, or tell as many people that can listen, how valuable your information is. You deserve that much.
Right. I love it. So what systems are you using to like make everything flow together?
Say again?
What systems are you using? Like, are you using any type of CRM to just make everything flow phenomenally?
So one of my big scheduling systems is a different type of system called GorillaDesk. It's usually used for like pest control services, but it was a good buddy of mine who told me about it. And it's been phenomenal in terms of scheduling, gives me the flexibility I need for just $99 a month, right? And it gives me everything I need, invoicing, it connects with Stripe and Square and all these different platforms that we use. And then of course, on the Airbnb cleaning side, we use, you know, Turnover B&B, like most people that's in that market. You know, that's your biggest source of just finding clients.
Wow. I love it. And just with you, you know, transitioning to where you're at today, what would you say is your greatest lesson throughout this whole journey?
Not getting comfortable and patience, right? Don't get comfortable. No matter how good the numbers look, keep working. And we hear that time and time again, and I'm going to say it because clearly it needs to be heard again. I heard it too many times, and I still didn't pay attention to it. So clearly it needs to be stated more.
Yeah.
You know, don't get comfortable.
Yeah. I love it.
Everybody want to do this remote cleaning company.
Yeah.
Like, this shit just happened overnight, and it's hands-off. Like, in the next couple of weeks, so you'll be hands-off.
Right.
It's not that easy. We just actually hired our first general manager to work in our office today.
Okay.
So I was really impressed to hear that you are ready to beat me. Okay.
But that's because of you. And that should be the goal. If we teach, we want our students to supersede us. That's because of you.
That's right. Oh, that's my God. Right. I hired an assistant, but baby, it gets hectic in there. But that's how you know that you're growing. Whenever you're going through those growing pains and the workload is just overloading. Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, we got to hire somebody to help us out in this office. Okay. So as soon as we get her on autopilot, then we might be to the next city doing this thing. You know what I mean? But exactly. I love to hear success stories like this, man. I really, really love to hear stuff like this because it inspires not only me, but Queen and Nation out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's watching you should be able to get off of their ass. And do you have any kids?
Yeah.
I do. I have two boys. I have a wife and two boys, 9 and 14.
Wow.
And I've seen your video with your daughter, too. I know she's giving you the blues.
Yes. How are you able to balance everything with your kids, like relationship and business?
Right.
It's tough, right? And that's the biggest thing. It's extremely tough. My kids are kind of used to something different because they know dad was in the Army for so many years. I was overseas. So that gives me a little wiggle room, but I try not to take advantage of that. I'm home now, so I try to spend as much time as they have. Right now, my son has a basketball game, and he understands I'm missing it so that I can just tell the world what they need to hear. Right.
Right.
And he respects that. But as often as I can, I try to be as involved as possible. Like, it's not easy. And I have an amazing wife that makes sure, you know, she's doing her part and making sure they understand, hey, dad is doing this and this is why. And then I come back and reinforce those same things and let them know we're trying to build something totally different. And I'm going to be there as much as I can. And when I'm not, I need you to understand it's different than me being in the Army and being away. Now I'm trying to, that was taking care of me and you guys. Now I'm trying to build something that's going to take care of me, you, and your kids.
Mm.
Wow.
Is your wife working within your company?
Yeah.
So she does from time to time. She has her own property management company. Right now she's filling in for my admin assistant and she's acting as the admin assistant doing scheduling. So she came in and she developed as many of the skills she could so that she can jump in at any time and help out in any area, whether she needs to go clean the unit, you know, schedule some appointments. So she's very good at just trying to be as versatile as possible to make sure she's of value to what we're doing because she understands how important it is in general.
Right. Was it hard to get your spouse on board with you when you first had the idea of starting a cleaning company?
That's a good one.
Because I know it can be hard.
Yes.
So that was actually the easy part. The hard part was getting her to understand that I'm still the CEO.
Yeah.
You know, like, she was on board, but then, of course, you know, that cannot be two chiefs. It's only one. Like, you know, I respect and understand your input, but I need to use my expertise, my education and understanding to actually make decisions. Right. Your input is valuable, but I need to use what I know based on your input and everything else to make well-informed decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she might not always agree with those decisions, but she know even if she doesn't agree with it, clearly I'm doing what's best for the future of this organization and our family in general.
Is she a partner with you on your LLC? Are you, or is it just
absolutely not.
You and she just helped?
Absolutely not.
I'm not a partner on her LLC.
Like, I feel like that leaves too much leeway. Let's separate the two. If I fail, you don't fail with me. If you fail, I don't fail with you. We can pick each other back up. I just believe in keeping them separate. As a safety net, like it's just you, it's just your company, it's just me, it's just my company.
You're right.
Like I said, I have a master's degree in organizational development and leadership. Business is just too important, and I understand how quickly something can fail because we have to study these businesses. Mm-hmm. So I know that I need a safety net, and your business might be my safety net. Don't put my name on it. I might mess this stuff all up. You might actually do it right and thrive. So let's keep it separate.
Man. I love it.
He is dropping some jewels.
Oh, my God.
I really hope y'all paying attention.
Please get a notebook and a pen. Please.
Oh, man.
That is crazy.
I was ready to give your audience something good. Like you've given me, they deserve whatever I have to give to them. Because I know the type of people you're attracting are those new people like me. Right. Like, that's really trying to figure it out. And the earlier we have the information, the better. Like, I tell people, just imagine if you knew this at 19, at 20.
I mean,
I would be chilling on the beach already. Right. Wow. Like, I would be good.
I love it. Can you tell the people what it takes, your mindset? You definitely have to change your mindset and you have to change your discipline. You got to be very, very disciplined with everything that you do.
So right. When I was in Kuwait in 2018, all I had time to do was work out. It was very boring in Kuwait. So in the gym, they had this poster that says you're either going to suffer with the pain of discipline today or the pain of regret tomorrow. You're going to suffer with pain regardless. So you can either discipline yourself and suck it up and wake up early, or tomorrow you can regret and deal with that pain of regret. So discipline is too critical. I'd rather suffer with that pain because it actually yields dividends, right? Regret doesn't yield any dividends whatsoever.
Yeah.
And just consuming information. I got audiobooks, a long list of audiobooks that I'm reading while I'm cleaning units, you know, while I'm driving. I completely changed my habits. Like, I like listening to music. I want the little baby and all this other stuff in my head. You know, I'm from New Orleans. Like I said, I want to hear it all. Mm-hmm. But I know that, you know, it's not time for that. This idle time needs to be used for the right thing. So I just consume as much. Somebody asked me recently what my hobbies was. And I'm like, everything everybody else likes, sports, you know, whatever, going out and party, chilling with family. But my biggest hobby now is the consumption and implementation of good information. Like, I want to consume and see if it works. Like Ms. Johnson said, it worked. I got to check it out. And then it worked, and I done made a couple thousand. I might owe you some money. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. You know? But it's just one of those things, right? And it's just like, just consume and see if it works. Try it. I sound good. Let me put it to work. So that's my biggest things. That's that mindset shift, discipline, mindset shift. It's time to consume information and actually put it into practice.
Enough said. Drop the mic. I love it. I love it. I love it. So what would you tell a younger person who's trying to start their cleaning business? You know, what would you tell them?
It's tough. Like, when your employees don't show up, your contractors don't show up, you got to get out there and get it done. And it might, you might have something else going on, a family obligation, you know, something you've already said, yeah, I'm going to be there. It's a wedding. It's something. It's a birth. Christian and whatever, you have to get out there and get it done. So sacrifice, that's the word I'm looking for.
Sacrifice.
There's nothing greater. Like, you have to sacrifice to gain anything. And most people want the rewards, of course, but they don't want to sacrifice anything for it. You know, relationships, a lot of them need to be sacrificed anyway. Yeah, relationship ain't doing you no good. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's just one of those things, like, sacrifice is everything. You have to be willing to sacrifice for you and your people. Like, Ms. Johnson, I heard you talking about my people got to get paid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means I'm not paying my mortgage. I'm not paying my mortgage. I got a mortgage, right? I got 30 days to pay that. If I'm a renter, I got to pay by the foot. I'm going to leverage whatever tools I have to make sure my people get paid.
Exactly.
I can move my payment back. They don't have a mortgage. They're renting. They got to pay today. So I'm going to make sure they get paid. Yeah. Sacrifices.
Your people are the business. Like, your workers are your business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? And I had to let my family know that plenty of time. Like, my kids never understood that shit. Like, they never understood that. Why they got to get paid before us?
Right.
Yeah. Y'all going to be here. Okay. I ain't worried about that. I take care of all you.
Right.
So y'all going to be here. See, okay.
Just to go back.
They got to get the money first.
Go back to what you're talking about, building a team. My team members sacrifice. My corporate staffs know, hey, if I got to pay you late, this is the reason why. They see the bigger picture. And it's having that corporate team, because they make the bulk of the money.
Right.
I need you to do this. And they understand. My operations manager, my admin assistant, I have an amazing team of people that understand sacrifice. Like, we gonna get ours. Let's make sure they get theirs, right? So that they can get out in the field and get the work done and keep us going to get to that next big contract, you know, that next major payday. Like, they're going to make it happen. We got to do our part, and we take those sacrifices so they don't have to.
Wow. What's the hardest thing you had to deal with letting one of your contractors go? Like, have you ever had to deal with one of those challenging moments where somebody cussed you out or anything like that? Like, explain to us one of those moments where you had a contractor just get heated and you had to let him go. Like, how did you handle this?
I like to call myself a diplomat. Most of the times I don't deal with those situations just because I've been leading too long. I understand intrapersonal, the whole nine. I understand just people and what can get them flared up. So I try to avoid things that can get them flared up. And I might go off on you and you don't even know it. You're like, did he just go off on me? Or did he just tell me good job? I don't know. Like, That's one. That's me first. But okay. when I have had those onesies and twosies, right, that have had they've tried, and they were dead wrong. I tell people I am the ultimate, like, deliverer of fairness and justice. I know that I'm being fair and just with you. So if you got me to that level, you need to really look at yourself, because I'm going to check myself. I understand how important self-reflection is. I'm going to make sure I came at you the right way, that I gave you multiple chances to fix the issue. But in those cases, I simply, especially when it's heated, I simply keep it calm. You're going to take it here and you're wrong. I'm going to keep it here and kindly dismiss you. It's just that simple. Thank you for your service. I appreciate, even when you're cussing me out, thank you for everything you've done to help me get to this point. And I'm like, so you can't go back and say, oh, this person was, no, that's not me. Whether it's through text message, email, or phone call, because you never know. People recording and you let your heat of the moment thoughts get the best of you. I'm not going to be that person for you. I'm going to tell you thank you for everything you've done to help my company grow. And I appreciate you. It's been fun. And I just cut ties with those people. That's it. It's just that simple.
We're no longer a good fit, you know, exactly. But, you know, we appreciate you. And what we usually do in our company, you know, we do the same thing you do. We keep it. We don't let nobody pull us up out of our bag and take us back to who we used to be. You know, we've had those moments, those challenging moments all the time. And we have to, like, snap back into reality. Remember, we're on a different tax bracket. Because I'm not going to let you mess my money up, right. First and foremost.
Exactly. And
especially, I mean, now, if you put your hands on me, that's different.
That's a different story.
That's a whole different story.
Totally different story.
But words can never hurt you, you know. But what we do is we'll kindly dismiss you as well and just tell you that it wasn't a good fit, but we will refer them somewhere else, you know.
See, I can't even do that because now my name is on it. I can't refer you nowhere else. You can keep it moving. But right. If you go there and do the same crap you was doing here, now they looking at me
Is, we're not referring them to, like, people that we, like, mess with. Like, we might refer you to a client that, like, doesn't pay on time, or, you know, somebody's going to let go anyway.
I agree with you.
Somebody was going to let go anyway. You know, one of those situations, but it's like a smooth let go. It's not a harsh let go. It's smooth.
Exactly.
Smooth. But you got any more questions?
Well, I do got one more thing, Mr. King. I know you did state that your wife, she has her own business as well. What does she do? She does property management.
So, and that's the thing, right? So in college, I had to research the gold rush. What were people doing during the gold rush? They were digging for gold and selling shovels. I'm digging for gold and selling a shovel. My wife is going to deal with property management. My company cleans Airbnbs. She has her own Airbnbs and manages other people's property. So we're doing a mix of both. If you're going to be in a field where there's gold, right? This is a gold mine. You can sell the shovel, which I'm doing on the cleaning side. Everybody needs cleaning. You're going to have an Airbnb, if you're going to dig for gold, you needed a shovel. Everybody needs cleaning. So now you're going to dig for gold, and I'm going to sell a shovel and help you dig for the gold as well. So that was like the mindset in that regard.
I love it. You know, I'm still speechless. This is amazing. Like, oh my gosh.
For you guys to come up like that, that's crazy, man. And
that's why you have to keep doing what you're doing, because you're influencing people like me. Like I said, you talked about how, you know, you didn't have all this education in this field and you just kind of winged it and figured it out and made mistakes. Now, I do have the education, and I was able to take that piece of the puzzle you gave me, and I was able to grow from that, because I had maybe something you didn't have and you had that missing piece. Like, okay, she knows what she's talking. I might know this, but I don't know this. Mm-hmm. And you gave me that piece. So it allowed me to kind of grow and thrive as quickly, or almost as quickly, right? To kind of get to those, at least those numbers. But there's still some missing pieces, because you've been doing it so much longer. You've encountered so many problems that I haven't yet. It's like she has those gems where I can keep going back and digging in that gold mine, because she's gonna experience it before me. I don't care how much education I have. I don't have that in the field experience. I haven't dealt with this client. I haven't dealt with that customer.
It's okay. The main thing, like I try to tell people, is just get out there and do it.
That's it.
One thing that you did it, you know, and a lot of people get stuck and stagnant because they ain't doing shit. And they wonder why they haven't found the customers or they don't have that momentum going like this. It's because you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but when see, you
they need that inspiration that you gave me. You told right, me right. You were talking about your background and like you didn't think you can do this. And I was like, well, I've been in the Army. I have a government security clearance. If she's saying she was able to do this and her background is X, Y, and Z, I should definitely be able to do this.
I'm trying so to
you give people that inspiration by letting them know, because most people, that's their pitfall, right? Of course, mm-hmm. we're afraid of failure. And right, they're like, right. Well, I got this going on in my life. I got that going on. I can't do this. No, yes, you can. You absolutely can. And you are one of those reinforcers for me, like, boy, get out there and get this stuff done because it's too easy and I'm making all this money. You sitting there looking stupid.
I'm trying to tell you, I got five kids. I dropped out in the ninth grade. Like, people know my story. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have no bachelor's degrees or nothing like that. The only thing that I had was tenacity. And that's why I named my company Tenacity, because that's the only thing that I had in this world.
And that's why I tell you, don't continue to tell that story. Do it.
You know what I mean?
To tell that story. Like, they need it.
That was it. That really was all I had. You know, I had tenacity to do the research. You know, if you can watch my videos and get to over a half a million, you know, you had all the drive in the world to just be like, listen, I'm gonna figure this out. I'm not about to be broke all my life. And really, when you get in that momentum of it, it's not that hard. It's not as hard as people think it is or make it out to be.
At all.
What I mean? It's really not. It's just do it. Just get in the momentum of doing it and you'll figure it out later. Like us, when we hired our general manager today, I've never hired a general manager before. We really didn't even know the position or what to call her or what, you know what I mean? But we'll figure it out as we go along.
Yeah.
We'll give her some things to do. We'll create a schedule for her. I don't know if this is the protocol to do it, but hell, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out a whole type of person.
Other people are learning on your dime. That's what I tell people. You get the opportunity to learn on my dime because you're going to figure out, was that the best title? Was that the best duties? And then you're going to get online and you're going to tell us, don't do this or do this. So you got to learn on your dime. Like, how could you not love that? Right? That's the beauty of what you're doing.
We're literally figuring it out as we go along, man. And we are on our way to that multi-million dollar, you know, level, but we want to document the whole thing. And some people will get the jewels and they'll become successful. Some people won't, you know, and it is what it is. It's all documented on YouTube. So for the people that are like yourself, that want to take that information and really do something with it and help their family build generational wealth, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, right? That's it. That's the only goal that I have in mind these days. I've built wealth for myself. That's easy to do. That's definitely easy to do. But now we have to think about those, that legacy that we decided to leave.
Mm-hmm. And it's way more money in this cleaning industry working for yourself than ever working for somebody else out there. As a janitor, $15 an hour. I talk about it all the time. You're better off looking for a contract, okay, and just being a subcontractor, an independent contractor, and getting your own account and just working your own account.
And let me give you one more example, just on the federal contracting side, right? So we have a federal contract with the FAA where we work 7 days a week, and that it's not much. The building is very small, air traffic control tower, extremely small. Takes no time to clean it up. That contract pays us just over $4,000 a month. And it cost us $1,000 a month to manage it with payroll, supplies, everything that's needed. So if that was the only contract I had and I was only making $3,000 a month, some people are not even making that on their everyday job. That's $3,000 in just profit that we're making after everything, just on that one contract. And it's
That's profit. That's $3,000 in profit.
In profit after everything, cost nothing to manage it.
I'm trying. I'm speechless.
I don't know.
Me too.
But just finding those gems. That's it. Everybody don't get that lucky. We just found one of those gems. We dived into it. We went to it with everything we had. We showed up. We went to the pre-site visits. We did more, and we impressed some people, and we was able to get it done.
How did you find that account?
They actually found me. So my company is a service disabled veteran owned small business. So that's one of the other things I try to tell people to look out for. You can register in that system and then they're going to reach out to you. You just got to show up and perform. And all these other companies were competing and we showed up more than everybody else did. You know, we showed up more than once. We asked more questions. We asked the right questions. And, you know, next thing you know, hey, this is yours for the next 5 years.
That's a government contract?
Yes, with the FAA. Department of Transportation is the main organization, and then of course the FAA falls up under them. But it's listed with either the DOT or FAA, but it is a 5-year federal contract.
Wow. So you just went on their website and you applied to be a vendor.
Of course, I looked at the solicitation, I made sure I met the requirements. So like I said, my previous job, I was when I actually had working for someone else, I was the director of contracts for their federal contracts. As a soldier, I was a contracting officer representative. So I had some insight into the market. I just didn't know what I was doing as a soldier. I didn't pay much attention to it. It's an extra job. I didn't want to do it. And when I started working for someone else, that's when I noticed, hey, I've been missing out on this. And once they let me go, I started kind of going into that direction on my own. And I knew enough of the system to get through. And we finally were able to break through with the FAA, which is, in my opinion, one of the hardest agencies to get into.
Wow. I was just thinking the
security requirements.
How did you figure out how to price those things?
Right.
So you can do your market research. Anytime someone is awarded a contract, you can go on, I believe, fedspend.gov. I don't quote me on that, but a FedBiz spending, and you can see if someone else had that contract before you, which more often than not, someone else had that contract. You can see what they got paid for the last 5 years. And then you can either adjust for inflation, adjust for, you know, wage determination growth. You can adjust for those things and know how to go from there. So they give you the insight.
How many people did you need for that one contract?
Just one person.
Oh, man.
One person working in the backup, because it doesn't take long. And that person works 7 days a week, but they might only be working 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
Wow. The fact that you wasn't scared to take it and you did your research and you figured all this stuff out, because I know I didn't talk about government contracts.
However I can help you, let me know. I'm here for you. That's what it's there.
But the fact that you did your research and you went on there and you figured it out and you wasn't like, nah, I'm be scared. I don't know. All of that procrastination keep you broke, y'all. I keep trying to tell you, all that slow dragging and when you get tired of being broke and not having no money, no real money, you know what I'm saying? You know how many people don't have $1,000 to their name, man? That shit is sad.
Or have the ability to know how to make $1,000.
Yeah, man. $1,000 is like the new $100 bill. You know?
Absolutely.
Like literally with inflation, what? $1,000? You know, but it's a lot of people that don't have access to it. It's because they're living paycheck to paycheck. Like yeah, exactly. It's time for us to stop. It's 2023. Don't go into 2024 like this. Like it's time for some people to really wake up like you did and make a change. And it's not as hard as people make it. You know, stop following these old ass trends. I mean, you know, that people are
following. That's my biggest thing. The old trend. There you go.
That shit don't work. It do not work, y'all. It don't work. Okay. I mean, it may work for some people, you know, that want to get those, you know, degrees and go through the whole traditional shit. But I'm telling you, if you just do what we say do, get this cleaning company, get your LLC. You got an LLC?
Yes. So first and foremost, I believe in having that protection. You need that LLC. DBA, anything could go wrong.
I mean, it's really not that difficult. It's a couple of steps you need to take. We talk about the stuff. You can get these steps for free online. You know, get your business license and start a cleaning company. Go out there, find an account, and leave that bullshit ass job. I'm sorry.
Please. Absolutely.
That's it.
Please. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, you guys. Please listen to Ms. Johnson.
Please listen to Ms. Johnson.
Mr. King, that's why I'm here, to let them know they need to listen. It's worth listening to.
Yes. Can we see your shirt? Can we see your shirt?
What shirt you got?
So these are, we have a bunch of different colors. So we like to mix it up every now and then. How we're feeling. We have a pink shirt we wear for breast cancer awareness. You know, just trying to get with the seasons. My mom is a breast cancer survivor. So like things that. Like that we like to highlight.
Where do you get your shirts made at?
Yeah.
So we have a local vendor here in Houston, and he does pretty good work. He stitches it on for us, and it looks amazing. Even on the t-shirts as well, we get a stitch because it just holds better and it looks better long term.
Wow, that looks good, man. Well, guess what? You have been an amazing guest on the show. We are running into our time frame here, but please let the people know where they can find you at. Give them any type of information about the website. If you got a YouTube channel, if you have an IG channel, LinkedIn, please let the people know where they can find you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you can check us out at Triage General Cleaning on Instagram. That's work we've done, some of the work we're doing across the country in those different cities we operating in. And it also shows you some of our partners and networks as well. You can also find us on triagegeneralcleaning.com. That's mm-hmm. our website. Of course, our customers are able to go in there and book, schedule anything they need to schedule in terms of deep cleaners, residential, you know, commercial cleaning, whatever it is in general. So those are definitely two ways in which you can find us.
Awesome, awesome. It has been a pleasure having you on the show. And definitely in the next 6 months, I want to reach back with you and see if you hit that $1 million status yet.
We're working on it. That's the goal, right?
I know you
projected revenue.
You about to hit it like me.
Real close.
So we close.
You got to focus on projected revenue. I tell my team all the time, let me know what's projected so I know whether we need to go harder, what we need to do. I need to see the future.
All right, man. Thank you for reaching out to us, man. And we're going to get you on the next episode in about 6 more months. All right. It's been a pleasure.
I look forward to it. I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. Like I said, your audience needs to know how valuable your information is. I think I was looking, you had 17,000 subscribers. You need 100,000. Easy.
I sure do. I sure do. We're going to speak that into existence.
You have to. I appreciate you both. Keep doing the work you're doing for our people so they can know, hey, if I did it, you can do it.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure, man. Until next time, everybody. We out of here.
All right.